There'll be no Victoria Cross for Simpson or his donkey. For 3.5 terrible weeks in 1915, the pair helped ferry wounded Anzacs at Gallipoli to relative safety. On the 19th of May that year, Simpson, whose real name was John Simpson Kirkpatrick, was killed by machine gun fire. But after a 2-year investigation, a tribunal has found that there isn't enough evidence to award him or 12 other war heroes a posthumous Victoria Cross. Relatives are upset with the decision, but several military historians are delighted. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
They're some of Australia's most famous war heroes. John Simpson Kirkpatrick, who rescued injured men at Gallipoli with his donkey. Teddy Sheehan, the wounded sailor who continued firing at Japanese planes. And Captain Heck Waller, who 71 years ago today went down with his ship in the Sunda Strait.
This has been a matter that has vexed the community for quite some time. Whether we can and whether we should retrospectively award Victoria Crosses decades after a particular event or events.
2 years ago, the Parliamentary Secretary for Defence, David Feeney, asked the Honours and Awards Appeals Tribunal to answer that question. It examined 13 men, 11 Navy personnel and 2 soldiers. All but one already have military honours, but none of them will get a Victoria Cross.
I do understand that inevitably there is disappointment for families and for others in this decision today.
Unless there was clear evidence of problems with process, the tribunal didn't question how military honours were handed out in the past. The tribunal's chair, Alan Rose, says without new evidence, it's difficult to prove the men deserved higher honours.
We had to keep in mind the consequences of such recommendations for the integrity of the Australian honours system and also for the 100 years of the use of the Imperial Honours System and including all of those Australian servicemen who'd received an Imperial Honour during that period.
There was one exception. HMAS Yarra was destroyed while trying to protect a convoy from a vastly superior Japanese fleet south of Java in 1942. The inquiry found there were major problems with the initial investigation, so the entire crew will now be given a unit citation for gallantry.
Our conclusion was that the then Australian Commonwealth Naval Board had mishandled that process to the point where we considered, that is the tribunal considered, it amounted to maladministration.
The tribunal's decision not to award Victoria Crosses has infuriated some of the relatives of the men. Gary Ivory is Teddy Sheehan's nephew.
Even if they didn't award the VC, I was expecting at least we'd get some sort of an upgrade, but we just didn't get anything at all out of them, and I just don't know, I'm very disappointed.
Veteran journalist Mike Carlton has written a book about HMAS Perth and Captain Heck Waller. He gave evidence to the inquiry.
I'm not surprised. I had a feeling when they were taking evidence, and it was, believe me, it was like being cross-examined in a murder trial. They were very, very thorough. I had a feeling when they were taking evidence that they were not going to hand out Victoria Crosses. I could just see in their demeanour that they were concerned, very concerned, about overturning the verdict of history, some of it going back almost 100 years.
None of the 99 Victoria Crosses awarded have been given to Navy personnel. The Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, says the award system could be looked at.
Maybe it's time for us to have a fairly deep philosophical discussion around the criteria for the VC. Because certainly in contemporary naval warfare and contemporary war in the air, it is very, very difficult to meet those criteria. Those criteria really come down to close quarters combat in the land environment.
Not everyone is disappointed with the outcome.
It means that there will be no rewriting of history to suit someone's wants.
Historian Graham Wilson says the 13 men were all heroes and very brave, but he believes the tribunal has protected the integrity of the Australian military honours system.
It has largely become a plaything of politicians. They see it as a cheap and easy vote-getter, and there are a group of people who I call medal whingers, and they're people who are constantly assaulting the system, saying, I have been under-recognised, or someone else has been under-recognised, you've got to do something about it.
The group certainly won't be forgotten. Navy ships will continue to be named after 4 of the men, while the Australian War Memorial is considering ways of honouring the group further.
James Glenday.